CTV.
I want you to think about something that I told you yesterday. I have what I believe is some insight into why in the world the rest of humanity would not repent after the scourge of the sixth seal. I'm going to read that passage again from Revelation chapter 9. I read over it yesterday because it wasn't my intention to discuss it, but today I want to open up a possibility to you that I'd never thought of before. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, the sixth messenger trumpets. I hear a voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth messenger who has the trumpet, "Loose the four messengers who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Made ready for the hour, the day, the month, and the year." And here's what these messengers trigger: that they should be killing a third of humanity. And the number of the troops of cavalry was 200 million. I hear their number. And I already read it yesterday concerning how the 200 million supernatural horsemen kill. They kill with sulfurous, noxious fumes. Here's the startling part in verse 20. After a third of humanity is killed, at least hundreds of millions of people, if not 1 or 2 billion people. And the rest of humanity who are not killed in these calamities repent not of the acts of their hands, that they will not be worshiping the demons of idols, the demons and idols of gold and silver and copper and stone and wood, which are neither able to be observing, nor to be hearing, nor to be walking. And they repent not of their murders, nor of their enchantments, nor of their prostitution, nor of their thefts. This speaks to the stubbornness of humanity, but maybe not so much. Yes and no. Let me suggest something to you that you may have never heard before. I always looked at this as there are certain people in the world that are so evil, so dark, so against God that no matter what happens, they will harden themselves. But we don't hear the word harden here. The rest of humanity who are not killed repent not of the acts of their hands. There are acts of the hands going on here. Subsequent to this mass killing, and repentance, I remind you, as in they do not repent of the acts of their hands, merely means to change the mind. So in spite of what has just occurred, which is the greatest killing spree since the flood of Noah, these individuals, the rest of humanity, do not change their minds. About what? What don't they change their minds about? And what are the acts of their hands? And why are they worshiping demons? How are they worshiping demons? And what are these idols? This seems so removed, doesn't it? Like it belongs to another era. Like who today worships idols of gold, silver, copper, stone, and wood? I remind you that it is my understanding, my belief, that the four spirits bound at the river Euphrates that release the 200 million horde, 200 million strong, there is one messenger for each of the major religions on the earth. I've told you many times during the Revelation series that the book of Revelation is about two things and two things only, really, broadly speaking. Religion and politics. Yeah, the two things you're not supposed to talk about at dinner. Religion and politics. And that this is God finally wiping the earth of human religion and human politics and instituting his religion and his politics. There's nothing wrong with politics or religion, technically, if it's God's religion, but there's a lot wrong with wrong politics and wrong religion. I remember Mr. Nock writing in The Unveiling of Jesus Christ that this destruction of, which I believe we're seeing here, the destruction of the four religions, four major religions on the earth, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. These must be cleared of the earth for God to institute his religion, the Jewish ritual. I mean, it's just totally practical that way. It's totally practical. And as I've, again, as I've told you over and over again, this is not a matter of reforming people. It's not a matter of a gradual process of education, of gently reminding people that they need to stop their little religious practices because there's a new worship system in town. This is the right one. This is the only right one. This is the only God-breathed one, and it is from God and his son, Jesus Christ. So the field must be cleared. The earth must be cleared of man's religion and man's politics. So these four spirits that unleash these 200 million killers, spiritual killers, they go after the religions. But you don't go after religions without going after the people. So there are people involved here, people. Human beings are going to be killed. As I've said over and over again, I've warned. A brother of mine texted me this morning and he said, boy, that video yesterday was like a fire alarm. It was like, you're sounding the alarm. Yes, I am. I am on record. The blood is not going to be on my hands. I've done what I can to alert people to this coming judgment of God. But I've heard A.E. Knox say that these killers sent by God, these intelligent angels of death, will go after the leaders, of the religions. Those who are, I remember Jesus said, he held the leaders more accountable than the sheep. The sheep follow the leaders, but Jesus said that the woe to the one who leads these little ones astray. Better to have a millstone hung around the neck, right, than to lead one of these little ones astray. So it's the leaders. It's the ones who have actively promulgated the lie. And there are thousands of them. Not only in Christianity, but in Islam. Not so much in Buddhism. Whoever hears about Buddhism, Hinduism, the two religions that are the fastest growing and the most popular are Islam and Christianity. And the leaders, those who have led others, will be taken down. Those who had any leadership role are more responsible, and they will be killed. So this is my thinking here. I am thinking that the people here who aren't repenting after this calamity are not the people that we've thought in the past, the hardened criminals. You may see where I'm going already with this. This isn't the hardened criminals. These aren't the basest members of society. These are people in the religions that have just been decimated. And one would think that when one's worship system has just been demolished, that one would flee the religious system. But the way I see it is these of humanity who have not been killed are still in the religions. And the fact that they're not repenting it's not that they're saying we're going to do our thing and we don't care what God says. It's not technically. What they're doing is they're being driven further into their religion. So it's not that they're not scared to death. They are. They are scared to death. See, I always thought of these people as, well, they're not even affected by the killing of a third of humanity. They don't even care that it happened. They're that hard. They're that defiant. How could that be? No, these people are freaking terrified of what they've just seen. The rest of humanity who are not killed, they're freaking terrified. But what do? Instead of understanding that this was a divine stroke against the worship system that they're in bondage to, they go further into the worship system. They don't repent of the worship system. Yes, they're scared to death, but they still think they're serving God. They're still crying out to God through the agency of their worship system that has just been demolished by God. You see what I mean? They're not repenting of the acts of their hands. The acts of their hands. I'm going to get to the rest of this. This kind of clued me here. The acts of their hands, something they're doing. We all know that religion, especially of Catholicism, but it's the acts of the hands. You are saved in every religious system, every religion, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. You're saved by the acts of your own hands, whether they're acts of goodness, acts of sacrifice, acts of ritual, right? And they don't repent of that. So in other words, they think the answer is more religion. They think the answer is they're going to dive further. They're never going to let go. We let go under ideal circumstances. God whispered his still small voice to us, and we have come out of the religious systems. We have come out. So this is so opposite of what's happened with us. We came out by a still small voice. They will witness the greatest slaughter in 4,000 years, and they will go deeper into it because their whole life, that has been their crutch, that has been their hope, and they do not repent of it. They're scared to death, but they do not repent of it. They think more of it is what's needed. They don't understand that it has been a divine stroke. Well, they have to understand that it was a divine stroke, but they don't understand that it was God's displeasure. How could they not, though? How could they not? Because they're not very bright. That's how. They're not very bright. They're not spiritually astute. And I'm being kind. And the rest of humanity who were not killed in these calamities repent not of the acts of their hands, that they will not be worshiping the demons. How many times have I told you that religion is in fact demon worship? That because nobody is, just a few people are actual in this overt demon worship where they have altars with scary faces and they sacrifice animals and they just do this crazy Satan worship. That was very much in the minority. But you remember that quote from A. Enoch in the book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ? There are few in humanity who do not worship demons, because every religion on the earth, all four religions, have demons behind them who have activated the religions and caused their acolytes, their worshipers, to worship the system, worship the ceremony, worship their works. It's all demonic, but with a happy face on the outside. It's all demonic, but as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Satan is disguised as a messenger of light. So we look at this and say that they're still worshiping the demons. Well, how can... But if we understand the highest impact that demons have in the world today are in religions, then this is telling me that these people are not repenting of their religion. They're still, in spite of what just happened, they're still diving into it. And listen to this. They don't change their mind about the acts of their hands. That is what they've been doing this whole time that actually caused this scourge to come. They don't see the relationship. And this is how stubborn religious people are. We wonder, how can they still be in there after we explain to them the evils of eternal torment, the God-defiling doctrine of human free will? How can they still be in it? And we give them logical answers. We show them verse after verse after verse. I told you the story of the guy. I told him that God created evil. And he says, Paul, I'd have to see that in the King James Version to believe it. And I opened Isaiah 45, verse 7 in the King James Version, showed it to him, held it up to his face, and he looked at it and said, I don't believe that. This is the stubbornness. So they don't change their mind of the acts of their hands, and they will not be worshiping the demons and idols of gold, silver, copper, stone, and wood. Who does this? Who does this? The Catholic Church, for one. The Catholic Church literally worships demons, and they worship idols of gold, the utensils, the statues, and silver, and copper, and stone. There was a stone statue of Jesus Christ at my high school, Central Catholic High School in Canton, Ohio. It was an idol. It was an image. It was a graven image. It was made of stone. And we had one made of wood in the high school. You went in the high school, and there was Jesus made of wood. The one on the outside was made of stone. The one on the inside was made of wood. Stone and wood. Idols of stone and wood. Silver and copper. All the instruments. Hello. All the instruments on the altar. But not only in the Catholic Church. Other religions have their instruments of priestcraft. They're instruments of ceremony. And they still rely on it even after this. They still think that it's their salvation. So now that I'm thinking about it, they must not see this scourge as from God. They must not see the 200 million cavalry unleashed, released by the four messengers, bound as I speak at the river Euphrates. They must not see this from God. They probably see it as Satan trying to dislodge them, because we don't get into their mindset here. John doesn't tell us what they're thinking. He just tells us what they do and what they don't do. They don't repent, and they do dive further into their idols, into their demon worship. No, we don't know what they're thinking. So they must believe that this scourge is from Satan. They're deceived. Why wouldn't they continue to be deceived? And obviously they are continuing to be deceived right to the very end. I feel terrible for them, because it's not that they're hardening themselves against God. They think they're going further into God. It's like, we'll never, this is our hope. This is our salvation. Don't worry, God will never let go of our statues, of our worship systems, of our works. We'll never let go. So they think they're doing divine service to God by not repenting of their acts. You see, we've been thinking of it the wrong way. They're not repenting of their religious acts, their ceremonial acts, their good works, the works of their hands. What about this, though? And they repent not of their murders. More people have been killed in the name of religion than anything else. And people still go to those religions. Christianity has killed hundreds of thousands. I mean, not lately. But they don't repent of it. You see, they don't repent of their murders. It's not necessarily that they are out killing people. Some of them may be, but they don't repent of the murders that historically belong to every single religion. More evil, again, has been promulgated by religion than any other organization, because they think they have God on their side, so it gives them license to do whatever they want. Repent not of their murders nor of their enchantments. That's easy. My God, all the Catholic priests do is enchantment. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord. It's just enchantment, it's enchantment. The Pentecostal church is enchantment. The raves, the mindless chanting, enchantment, enchantment. The word chant is in there. Repetitive worship songs. Praise God, praise Jesus, praise you, Lord. This is an enchantment, and they don't repent of it. They do more of it. Nor of their prostitution. Yeah. Didn't I make a three-part series, or was it four? Five? I think it was six. Sex with the devil. Prostitution. These people, I'm speaking of any religion, but specifically Christianity, now, of course, they tisk-tisk. Sexual promiscuity, which of course some of it ought to be tisked, but they engage in their own sexual promiscuity when they have sex with the devil. That is, they have sold their souls to this soulish, emotional worship, that they think they're worshiping God, but they're worshiping their own souls, they're worshiping their own emotions. That's a form of prostitution. Besides, some of them are probably actually committing prostitution. Of course, it's rampant. Sexual misbehavior is rampant in the formal Christian assembly. They're screwing each other's wives. They don't repent of any of this, nor do they repent of their thefts. Thefts. This is, I believe it's religious. This whole thing is religious. The context is religious. Organized Christianity has been fleecing the flock for years. The Catholic Church charging indulgences, taking money to get loved ones out of purgatory. Sick. Joel Osteen, multi-millionaire. Benny Hinn. All these mainstream preachers, they're all rich. They have basically robbed the people. Theft. It's theft. The people are basically mentally neutered and feel that they owe it to the preacher to give them money so they can have their Learjet, their Gulfstream to fly and spread the false gospel near and far. Especially far. That's why you need the Gulfstream. So, I'm really seeing this much differently now. What once seemed to me as an incredible, insane thing, how are people not repenting after these divine strikes? Now I see, yeah, one, the people being afflicted don't think it's from God. Two, they are so emotionally attached that they think still that their religion is their salvation. So they don't change their mind about their religion. They don't change their mind. That's my interpretation of this, is they don't repent of their acts of their hands. They don't change their minds about their religion. That's the Zender paraphrase. The pigeon likes it. Or is that a dove?